Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the primaries yesterday. Lots of drama, but little certainty in Kentucky and New York primaries, says the New York Times. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez easily won her race in New York. That's according to the Associated Press, but final results in most contests were not expected for days. From Politico this morning, the left is on the rise in New York City, and a Donald Trump-endorsed House candidate suffered a rare primary loss in North Carolina. The reaction this morning from you on these primaries so far?
David, I think that the one thing that is clear is that the young people in this country are having a say. And in a time of great uncertainty, our politics are moving left. Nevertheless, some of the great institutional people like Carolyn Maloney on the east side of Manhattan and others are in real trouble here. There does seem to be a sense that there is a natural moving from centrist, slightly left in the country. There are some predictable races, but on the other hand, we won't know an awful lot about these primary results until each of the votes is counted, and it's quite a morass. It looks like spaghetti to me.
Well, former President Barack Obama, Alan, has joined his former Vice President Joe Biden on a virtual fundraiser that happened last night as top-level Democrats seek to consolidate voters around the party's 2020 presumptive nominee. I am here to say the help is on the way if we do the work, because there's nobody I trust more to be able to heal this country and get back on track than my dear friend Joe Biden. They brought in quite a bit of money during that fundraiser. Your thoughts on Obama's more full entry into the race now?
Well, yes, they're bringing in millions and millions of dollars, and you can see Obama, a man of great distinction and class, saying, I'll talk about the policies of this president, but I'm not going to name the president. That's a good idea, because when you get down in the gutter with somebody like Trump, it only helps him. So I think Obama is correct. His dignity shows through. Biden shows through. In the meantime, you see Trump making the most awful accusations about Joe Biden, hinting that he's somehow mentally deficient. We can expect a lot more of this before this is over. It's how he won the last time, and I suspect how he thinks he could win this time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testified before Congress with health officials yesterday discussing the uptick in the cases of COVID-19 and contradicted President Trump on testing. He said the next 2 weeks would be critical to controlling the spread of the virus and warned of a dangerous situation looming this winter. And, you know, even in Texas, the governor is now urging residents to stay home.
David, these governors, Republican governors who've been following the Trump line, are now having to cover their behinds. They are in bad shape. So you can look for some more reversals. Fauci has been telling the truth right from the beginning. He knows the science. He's been saying it like it is. But he's not alone. The head of the CDC and others are all saying that we are in terrible trouble. Look, the virus is worldwide, but the European countries have done much better in controlling the spread of the virus than the United States has. We have a president who basically says, don't wear a mask. By example, don't wear a mask. I'm going to have a rally in a place where I won't wear a mask, and I have a feeling a lot of my people won't wear a mask. So you can see that the Europeans have it all over the United States to the point where they're now talking about not letting people from this country come there. A little bit of a reversal for Donald Trump, would you think?
What do you make, Alan, of sports? We see the number one tennis player in the world, Djokovic, gets the virus after holding a tournament. And then we see basketball and baseball now planning to come back and shorten seasons. Is this a smart idea?
No. As one person said of Djokovic, this is a bonehead idea. And it is. Look, we don't like the constraints that are put on us. We don't like the fact that our closest relatives may not be able to visit us. We don't like the idea that we can't go to a restaurant without a potential consequence. And we're dealing with that reality. The problem is that people don't like the reality and that they are saying, well, the hell with it. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And that's why the United States is doing so badly in controlling this virus compared with so many of the other countries of the world who are doing much better. South Korea, the European countries, they know what to do. We know what to do. We're just not doing it.
Rayshard Brooks was mourned yesterday. He was, of course, the 27-year-old African-American fatally shot by police. A pastor said he had fallen victim to the system that does not offer a real shot at redemption. one person after another of color. We've seen the list is so long, you can barely count it all, of having the serious violent interactions with police. Then there's this other side. Gun violence has gone up. It's spiking in New York City. Even here in the capital region, the number of shooting deaths has gone up exponentially. And leaders and city officials, the police chief, are all trying to figure out how to deal with the situation. And while it's claiming even random victims, this has intensified the debate, as the Times says, over policing itself.
That's right. Look, I can only say that in the case of Albany, we put boards up over our windows. And the city came along and they said, now that the violence is over, take down the boards, which we, of course, did. We have a mayor in Albany, a good person, who says it's important that we have the symbols. In other words, we don't want boarded up windows. On the other hand, the shootings are going up. And this is a time I wouldn't want to be her. Or I wouldn't want to be somebody who had to figure out what to do about all these increased shootings. We have too many guns in America. We know it. We are sending signals that the police and their behavior has to be constrained. The message can be received. I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but I am saying that something is making these shootings go up. It may be the incredible frustration that so many people are feeling, or it may be that some people think there's a green light.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.